Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back. You are listening to Steele Talkin', and I'm your host, Geraldine Steele. It is what I love to do is be here with you on a Sunday night. So thank you for sticking and staying with us. The other voice that you hear is Jonathan Lowe. And our next guest is executive director of an organization called Minnesota POST. It is an acronym that stands for Peace Officer Standards and Training. And he is joining us to discuss the new changes that allow the board to revoke licenses of police officers statewide for any violations of its conduct policies, regardless of whether an officer is charged with, convicted of a crime or not. His name is Eric Mitzelt, and again, he is executive director of Minnesota POST. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I tell you, this weather has been amazing, and yet I always find information, a new way of looking at standards in the United States. And of course, today we're talking about the new rules that give POST board authority to revoke peace officer licenses prior to convictions. Tell us about the POST board. Who are they and why do they exist?
So the POST Board is the regulatory and licensing agency for the state of Minnesota for all police officers across the state, whether they be local, county, or state officers. Some states are certification states, and Minnesota is a licensing state. So in essence, we serve the function of making sure that there are certain standards of conduct maintained, minimum selection standards for licensure, training standards, and so on, much like lawyers, doctors, nurses, and so on.
Hmm. Are there a group of people that you may be considering to join and be a part of the POST board? It's interesting who gets licenses and who doesn't.
So the best way to explain it is police officers across the country, you have certain authorities. You are considered sworn officers. So you have the power of arrest, the power to use deadly force, and so on. So that is the best definition. And peace officers in Minnesota are fall under that moniker, and they are licensed by the state. In some states, they also issue licenses to or certifications to corrections officers and so on. Minnesota is not does not do that. We are exclusively, or should say, we have exclusive jurisdiction over sworn officers that, as I mentioned, have the powers of arrest and use deadly force and so on.
That is very, that's powerful. These police officers have a lot of power. We know about that. But it seems as though many of us don't quite understand how the officers get this opportunity for the licenses, get the opportunity to do what they are asked to do. Yet sometimes they seem to wander off and they do more than they should do. Do you agree with that?
Well, I would say that as with any profession, I don't care what it is, and police officers are human beings that come from broader society, just like any other profession. There are there's a need for you know, regulation and adhering to certain standards, and certainly the police service, whether it's in Minnesota or elsewhere, is not immune to that. And so that is the reason you have regulatory and training agencies such as ours.
There are so many different boards that deal with licensing in the great state of Minnesota and throughout the throughout our country. And a lot of us don't know or even understand why it's necessary to have all of these licenses. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, I would say broadly, I mean, the point of a licensing agency or regulatory agency is, in fact, to make sure that, you know, the public who uses the services of these licensees, whether they're police officers or nurses or doctors, you know, have an expectation that the people who hold those licenses are trained to a certain level, are held to certain professional standards, best practices, what have you. And so there has to be some entity that does that, no different than there's an EPA to regulate, you know, pollution and air quality and all that sort of thing. So really, that's the function of our board, is to meet the expectations of the public and make sure that the public knows that when they deal with, in our case, a police officer, that they've been trained to a certain level, they have met certain expectations for their, again, pre-service education, in-service education, and so on.
Yes, and so on. I think for me, as an African-American woman, there was a time that I was afraid of police officers, and those days are long gone. Yet I keep hearing about the bad things, but then we also hear about a few of the good things. And I know the standards have changed recently, and I'm curious to know if it took a long time to change some of these standards, the set of conduct standards.
Yes, you know, the rulemaking process does take a long time. And in our case, we're in the process of, and we were planning on doing rule changes, because the rules that govern the post board and govern the post board's authority had not changed in, quite honestly, many decades. And that's not necessarily a negative statement, other than, you know, expectations changed over the years. Those rules met the expectations of the public and others at the time they were in place. But over time, those expectations changed and the rules did not. So we were already looking at making those changes. And in fact, we will be continuing to make engage in rulemaking going forward in areas other than the standards of conduct and background investigations and minimum selection standards, which is what we just tackled this last two plus years.
Well, I tell you, it's exciting to know that the changes are happening, have happened, and that people are starting to understand, like myself. I'm learning now how this really works. When it comes to changes, it's difficult a lot of times for different communities, especially in the Black community. And I'm really hoping that we will see a big difference as well, and that it will be best for all Minnesotans and beyond. So this is exciting. If there was anything you would want listeners to really understand today, what would that be, or have we addressed them all?
I think I would say that you know, the effect of the pandemic and obviously the George Floyd incident was it really led to a sea change, I think. But I would say that I would want people to know that, as with any profession, as a general rule, you know, the 98% of police officers are out there doing a great job. They're doing it ethically, morally. They're following the standards. They're getting their training and doing what needs to be done. And I would say that of any profession. And the point of regulatory agencies and agencies that hold people accountable, such as the Post Board, is to deal with a very small percentage. And it's just a dynamic of you know, human existence, I think, that we focus on the negative. But I guess at the end of the day, what I'd like to reassure people is that your officers here in Minnesota are well-trained, they're ethical, and you can expect them to be professional when you deal with them. And for those few that aren't, there are processes and procedures in place to address that, and that's what we do.
Well, I sure appreciate you taking the time to be with us today. Thank you so much, sir.
Most welcome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.